tonight. James, what the hell? God, they're coming through the door!
This is James from SurvivalPunk.com!
And this is Couch Potato Mike, coming to you with urgent messages this evening.
Which might be our last episode ever.
Because if you're listening to this, that means you're one of the lucky survivors so far. As you well know, Clownocalypse is happening! It started with clowns, then zombies. Now we've got goddamn zombie clowns just fucking roaming the land, fucking melting people with cream pies, eating their fucking brains with a cherry on top.
Yes. So if you're hearing this, thank God you're alive, my friends. Please stay so.
We would have already been there to pick you up in the Humvees, but when we went out to get in the Humvees, it turns out there was about 100 clown zombies inside each one of them.
Yes. So we just had to blow up the Humvees.
Yes.
All of them. It's the only thing to do.
Yeah, there was fucking red noses and rotten limbs just raining down all over the fucking landscape.
Yeah. You think a clown smells bad? Think about a zombie clown.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Yes. So, we're trying really hard through some redundant technologies and whatnot to get this episode out to use guys so you can survive this clownopalypse fucking zombie clown bullshit.
We're busting 5 generators just to stay online right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's terrible, and I hope to God you can find this and find it useful to survive the zombie apocalypse of clowns.
And when I say 5 generators, I mean 4 generators and 1 Chevy Nova with no wheels.
Yeah. And just for redundant power, we had to reverse an alternator on a treadmill that I found out in the yard and have Mike's kids run 24/7 powering, you know, so we can watch YouTube.
They're out there right now, goddammit.
Yeah.
But don't worry, they've got baseball bats wrapped in barbed wire in case any of the fucking walking dead fucking clown fucking bastards are out there.
Fuck.
My daughter's already killed 3 of them, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, and they've only been out there for like a half hour. She was on her coffee break.
Oh, yeah.
I don't normally advise children drinking coffee, but goddammit, we've got to keep this going.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't stop. Can't stop!
Nope. Don't stop believing, people.
So, in this last episode before
Don't lose fucking hope, man. This might not be our last episode.
Yes. So, what do we have in this, what may or may not be the last episode ever?
Well, we're going to be giving you some tips for dealing with zombies and clowns and zombie clowns, because there's still some of each, but a lot of the one now. We're supposed to be getting a call in from our Oklahoma correspondent, Matt. And we're going to be discussing, what's left of Nutrition Punk, and All Geared Up will be coming up later on with that, after that. So why don't we just jump right into it?
Yeah, so just looking around the world to see what's going on. We don't really have a news story this week because, you know,
all the reporters are dead.
All the reporters are dead. So we were able to find some bits and snippets, you know, from Twitter and whatnot. So it looks like Florida was the first place to go because people were eating faces off there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't even realize that, you know, it was out of the normal face eating off. People just thought you Floridians were like, oh, that's just a normal run of the day. Like, that dude just eating that dude's face off.
You know, I did some research. It turns out the epicenter of this particular attack was Gibsonton, a.k.a. Gibtown, where all the carnies live.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's where it really fucking started. That's where the clowns started. And with the genetic research they did, you know, the zombies getting out on the freeway and eating naked homeless people. I mean, it was a fucking melting pot of bubbling shit just waiting to fucking happen.
Yeah, so once again, it reinforces my theories that you can't trust a carny.
Ironically enough, Disney World is still open, though.
Yeah, run by a clown zombie Walt Disney from his ice, like, solid head trying to run shit.
Well, he survives on eating Cuban children.
Yeah, I totally believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's Florida's gone, Gibtown. Fuck you, Gibtown.
Ironically enough, Maine went pretty quickly.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was just so fucking weird. Apparently, there was an infected carnival worker coming through on a fucking late, you know, one of those cheap-ass, like, department store parking lot fairs.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was right up there in fucking fucking Martha's Vineyard, you know, right by the fucking wharf, and just took one. Just took fucking one. Poor bastards.
Right. And where is it? Is it Maryland? Maryland is fucked because you guys banned AR-15s.
Yeah.
So
Maryland is gone. The Capitol has fallen.
On a good note, though, there will not be an election this year.
No, both Trump and Hillary, who are pretty much fucking clowns to begin with, are both dead now.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know whether to hate or love the clowns for doing that, but I hate them.
Yeah, so basically Gary Johnson has won by default because he's the only surviving candidate still out there.
Yeah, because he's armed.
Yes. Armed to the teeth and high as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. That's the only good news from the...
Hawaii is safe. It's become a fucking stronghold.
Yeah, because they don't tolerate clowns.
No, as soon as this shit started happening, they shut down all flights in and out, so all the locals are basically just sitting there armed to the teeth, basically blowing up any fucking boat that comes within 100 miles of their borders, their shorelines.
Yeah. France has some problems with it initially, but all of their clowns are mimes and stupid.
But see, that was the horrible thing. That's why it got so bad in France. They fucking came in silent. Nobody heard them coming, damn it.
No one pays attention to mimes either.
Ironically enough, they did find a little theory that was working pretty well. They were managing to trap them all in invisible boxes. That worked for a bit. But, you know, all it took was one guy stepping over the line. I mean, yeah. and all the worst gusts of wind in the world couldn't keep them back.
Yes. And I just want to point out, these are not normal zombies. You cannot aim for the brain. You cannot. You must take out the nose.
You have to take out the nose. A headshot, if they are nothing but a nose left, that nose will come after you and wrap you up in basically cotton candy or a 100-mile-long string of fucking scarves and devour you. You have to take out the nose.
Yes. Yes. I know some of you guys have been shooting for the brain.
You know, I'm going to have to stop you there. It's too soon for you to say use guys anymore, what with the loss of our dear departed Jeff.
Yeah.
I never would have thought Minnesota and Wisconsin would have been like some of the first states to go, but damn. I mean, our thoughts are with Jeff Dimitri's family.
I will be sipping some non-alcoholic beer in honor of Jeff Dimitri.
Yes, and he
just rolled over in his grave for that.
Yes, and I have sent donations to his family down in Jamaica.
Yes. You sent 20 pounds of weed.
Yes, 20 pounds of weed.
Because the Wisconsins love that.
Oh, yeah.
They roll it up with their bratwursts, and they smoke the brats, the bratweeds.
We love you, bro. But let's get on to this. Enough of the sad shit. All right. So do we have some tips here?
We do. Some of these tips would have been better had you done them before the zombie apocalypse, the clown outbreak.
That cloud apocalypse.
But some of these you can do now. Some of these you still have time if you're still with us non-clowny kind.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this hasn't spread to the Midwest, fortunately. It's weird though because most of their this all happened after the summer carnival season. Summer carnival season and circus season
wrapped
up. They
spent all summer and all fall going around spreading their zombie virus.
Yeah, so I mean...
The Z virus.
And it's really...
The zombie clown virus.
See, and it's really... Yeah, but some places out in the Midwest, some places down here in the South are still relatively safe. New York City, they never have anything happen there. But anyway... But so, yeah, we do have some tips. If you're still listening to this show, if you still have time, I would recommend taking action and taking us up on our advice right now. What do we got first?
So, first of all, your windows are a weak point against the clowns, especially if you have a lot of windows or any windows, especially on the first floor. If you have more than one floor, you need to take care of them. So, normally, I like to recommend... There's a product you can get, a film, which you can't get now because Amazon was eaten by zombies. So you can't Amazon stuff anymore.
Even the drones are gone.
Yeah, there's no Amazon.
Damn it.
Yeah. So there's a film you can put over your windows, had you had time, that basically makes your windows into not quite bulletproof, but really...
Bullet resistant,
bash resistant. You're not going to be able to break through it. It's going to give you a lot of trouble. It would give you some resistance against clowns, and it would be an extra layer of defense. Since that is over, You need to find wood. You need to find something strong to board up your windows. Even if it's taking off interior doors to screw over windows, you need to do that. You do not. I'm sorry, but you can put a curtain or a sheet over your bathroom window, which you're probably not using because the utilities don't work and you can't flush anyway. You need to remove those doors or even pieces of wall. Fuck, screw, take the floor out in places you don't need. You need to cover those windows now.
Now, this will help for most of the regular zombies because there are some of those out there. Unfortunately, fucking clown zombies, they have a bad habit of painting holes onto doors and they can get through that way.
Yeah, so be careful. It will help.
And please, if someone rings your doorbell, do not answer it, especially if they say Candy Graham. Do not answer the door for any telegrams or when was the last time you got a telegram? Seriously, just don't answer the door.
Yeah, clowns love to kill you through the doors. Telegrams. Don't answer to, like, Billy Big Balls, Nut Job, Handy McClain. None of that shit.
You know, there is an update on that. Violent J and Shaggy Two-Dope have taken off all their makeup and become born-again Christians.
Yeah. And they're leading the fight. Seriously, Michigan is a safe zone because the ICP are murdering them. The Juggalo Nation are the strongest fighters of these truly wicked clowns that there are.
I'm proud of them. They were actually the first ones that took off the makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. They realized there was a problem there, and they're putting in the good fight there.
Yeah. Yeah, because for some reason, fucking zombies are just drawn to fucking, they're drawn to like pancake makeup and red noses. Yep. I don't know. I mean, it's a weird combination. I never saw this one coming.
No.
Never saw it coming.
If you are lucky enough to have a second floor, then you probably need to live on that second floor. Your first floor is vulnerable. Like I said, you can do some of the other tips and tricks to fortify that first floor. But then you need to make the second floor your primary residence. You need to move everything you need up there, and you need to take those steps out. And you can build a ladder or a rope or something to get up there yourself.
Now, ladders, I'm kind of worried about. I would advise against ladders. Clowns love ladders.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I mean, when they start getting up to the top, all you got to do is shove it over.
Right.
That usually works pretty good, but then they just land all splayed out and everything and run around and somehow get a fire in their pants. I don't even know how that happens.
Well, once they poke their stupid little heads up, just bash their nose in.
Yeah, just always go for the nose. I mean, fortunately, they got a big red bulbous target right in the middle of their face.
Right. So had you been smart enough beforehand to go to your local hardware store and pick up some big metal, not quite L brackets, but basically reinforcement for your door brackets.
Now, they do sell these where you can place 2x4s yes, across the doors, stuff
exactly
like that.
This is exactly what you need. If you do not, so those brackets ahead of time, had you bought them and put them somewhere, because they're thin pieces of metal, you can pretty much put them anywhere. I wouldn't necessarily recommend installing them in peacetime unless you're going for a cool sort of, what is it? Not Frankenstein Jr., the Young Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. If you're going for that sort of, like, castle motif in your apartment, you might want to go
kinda
that
like
way.
Kind of like with the man with two brains. I love that.
Yes.
When they did, yeah, because he opens up, wow, this looks a lot bigger. Oh, my wife used bright colors and earth tones to make it look bigger.
Yeah.
Got a fucking castle and a condo.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, that was awesome. Unless you're going for that motif in your place, then you probably want to just store these things separately in your preps and be ready to install them, you know, now. If you have not bought those ahead of time, then you're going to have to improvise something. You can screw together sort of a crude. So if you take a 2x4 and you cut off, say, a 4-inch piece, and then you screw in. You screw in a longer, so you take a 4-inch piece, you take that, you screw it into the studs in your wall, then you take a 8-inch piece, and then you screw that into the 4-inch piece, it's in the studs, in your wall, across the door, you've then just basically made a little pocket for your 2x4 sitting across the door. It is not as strong, you're going to need some long nails, long screws to secure that second piece, because that 8-inch piece that screwed into your 4-inch piece is going to be your weak point right there. And you're going to want to, if you have wood glue, that would be a good thing to use there as well. It is, however, better than nothing. Or if you do not plan on using that door, you can just screw in a 2x4 directly to the studs and several studs, actually, as many as you can, and the door to block the door off completely. With the little pocket, the little 2x4 going across the door, that way you can, you know, move it out of the way and use the door as a door.
Mm-hmm. They also sell, and if you can manage to get through the mayhem to, like, Walmart or Home Depot or shit like that, they also sell those things where you jam it up under your, it's got, like, the two prongs and a stopper on one end. It's a long pole, goes up under the doorknob. That's just an extra little piece. Those are usually pretty cheap. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I don't even know what those are called. I can just describe
whatever. Yeah, wedges. Wedges will be an extra layer of security. A super thing that you could do, because I'm sure that any of you guys out there listening, you have a drawer or a tub or a can or something full of, like, screws and nails and whatnot. And no one ever does it. So when most contractors install doors and stuff, they use relatively small screws on the hinges and the plate that your lock goes in. Replace those with the longest screws you have at home. If you have an 8-inch screw, run that into there. Because when you kick in a door, usually what fails is that little metal piece into the jamb. So we're replacing it with what probably is a 2-inch screw or a 1-inch screw with a 6 or 8-inch screw. You've just made that so much stronger. Same thing with the hinges. The hinges usually have fairly small screws. Just replace them with longer ones. They secure them better. So if you kick in a door, sometimes you'll see that the hinges just pull out because the screw doesn't go in enough to really be useful.
Now, there was this one episode of MythBusters where they were testing how easy it is to break through various different types of locks on the doors.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, kick through a deadbolt and the normal knob lock. And the one they thought they would get through the easiest was the chain lock, and they couldn't. And it was because, and they just tried busting through this chain lock so many times. And as it turns out, the crew that put the door together, they didn't use the screws that came with it. They used longer screws that they already had in there, which means they couldn't fucking bust the chain off the damn door. So, I mean, that right there just shows you what better, longer, sturdier screws can do.
Yeah. And, I mean,
the more wood they're gripping, the better they're going to hold.
Yeah. I mean, hell, if you have a length of chain, just drill a hole through your door, run an eye bolt or run a bolt through it and bolt a chain to it. I mean, just if you don't have a chain, just, I mean, we're not going for cosmetics here. We're going for keeping your ass
this
a fucking
goddamn
alive.
Goddamn survival. You're not, this is some, you know, fuck all the, oh, this will increase the sale value of my house. Fuck all that. There's no realtors left.
Yeah. And after the clown apocalypse, when the few of us that survive do indeed survive and we're out there, these things will increase the property value because we're like, how secure is your home in case there's another clown apocalypse or some other kind of apocalypse? Because that's what I'm looking for. Like, before the clown apocalypse, Mike and I and his wife were hiking, and we drove around the place where we're hiking, and there's a bunch of houses down there because it's a flood zone because it's next to a lake or a river or something, or a lake river. It's a liver. A lot of the houses down there, to prevent being flooded, are built on big stilts. There's open, like, area beneath it on concrete pads. That is good for a zombie apocalypse.
Unless we ever hit a zombie lumberjack apocalypse.
Fuck. The fucking lumber sexuals are going to cause that one next. I'm glad that's gone. You don't hear about that anymore.
About lumber sexuals?
Yeah.
Oh, they were never a goddamn problem anyway. They were just fucking, they were douchebag fucking hipster metrosexuals trying to wear lumberjack stuff. They couldn't fucking swing an axe.
No, but
the only axe they could swing was body spray.
Yeah, and that, it deterred me from wearing plaid for a while. I went back to t-shirts just because of them bastards.
Yeah, they kind of fucking ruined it for all of us.
Ruined it for everybody.
Thank God most of them are dead now.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, they went first. They can't even swing their axe to kill the fucking clowns.
And, you know, all this advice about the windows and doors is great, but I say the best thing you can do is prevent them from getting to the windows and doors in the first place. Which brings us up to the next item on your list, is to improvise a fence if you don't have one. Yeah. And if you do have one, I would recommend reinforcing that motherfucker.
Yeah, go cut down trees around you, stack junks, do something, build any sort of barrier you can do to prevent them getting to your house. Is that much better?
You know, moats have gone out of vogue, and I think it's time that they make a comeback.
if by God, if you have the time to, or the children power to go dig a moat around your house, because kids love digging holes.
Oh God, yeah.
And they're born to dig. They're just, they're like little fucking Wolverines.
Yeah, they really are.
The real creature, not the comic character.
Okay, the lights are flickering in there. What the fuck's going on? Oh, wait, never mind. There's a shift switch on the treadmill.
Oh.
All right, we're back. Okay.
So, yeah, build a fence. Build some sort of debris fence around your house. Do something. So, what do we do if we come in contact with them?
With what?
The clown zombies.
We need to come up with a better word. Clombies.
Clombies?
How about clombies?
Sure. So, we're going to categorize the weapons to deal with the clombies in a few different categories. Up first is stabbing weapons.
Stabbing weapons, definitely. And, like, now here's the kicker. Like we said, you have to aim for the nose. So, basically, anything with a good, really sharp point.
Which is pretty, it's not that different from a standard zombie. You want something to pierce the brain matter.
Yeah, so.
So, one of my favorite weapons, it's sort of underplayed. And every once in a while, I'll see, because I read a lot of zombie fiction, I'll see someone bring it up or do it, and I'm like, that's really good. So, screwdrivers, Phillips heads, not flatheads, they work really well to just sort of puncture and pierce the brain.
Ice picks.
Same thing with ice picks, yeah. Mm. The thing is, though, you usually have to be pretty close quarter. So, what I've always thought was a good idea, and I really don't see that often, is to just tape a screwdriver to a broom handle and probably break off the broom part because you just don't need it. And just reach out there and just poke them in the brain. Or in this case, the clombies, you want to just poke them in the nose. But it's just super simple and easy.
You know, my correspondent actually, out in Manhattan, God rest his soul, he was reporting to me, apparently word of the whole nose puncturing thing got around pretty quickly because there was a breakout at a dart championship. And fortunately, none of the champions were lost in this.
Nice.
Yeah.
So a dart, yeah, that would be a good one.
Start practicing with your darts. That's a long-range weapon right there.
Right. Which...
This is a great time. Daryl Dixon's favorite weapon, the crossbow, if you got good accuracy with it, there you go right there.
Yeah.
But, like I said, they're still hard to cock, though, especially when you're in a hurry.
They are, and then, you know...
And you never...
You have to retrieve your bolts.
And, I mean, unlike normal zombies, clombies can fucking drive. And they will ride 100 to a car.
Yeah.
I mean, 100 to a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yes.
You don't want to see how many they can fit into a fucking Hummer limo. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The whole goddamn football stadium.
Platoon, yeah. So, other stabbing weapons. So, we talked about the screwdriver and the ice pick and any knife. Just quick pop to the nose or to the brain of a standard zombie.
Yeah, anything that can pop, because a zombie clown, a clown, clombie, whatever the hell we're calling them, their nose are kind of like balloons.
Pop.
Yep, pretty easily to pop. I mean, it's kind of a horrible evolutionary trait, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very fortunate. I mean, unfortunately, it's the only thing that'll take care of them, but still, a nice big red target right there in the front.
Yeah.
It's easier to aim for that than the base of a, than the bane, you know, the bane?
Bane. Okay.
Perhaps he's wondering why you'd shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
Oh, that movie was an atrocity.
Yeah. I like Bane, though.
Yeah.
Yes. And once you pop the clown's nose, then you have my permission to cry.
Ugh. Any stabbing weapon. Bashing weapons.
Oh, yeah. Bashing.
Can you think of a bashing weapon, Mike?
Maybe a baseball bat covered barbed wire.
Yeah. Maybe not the best weapon for a normal zombie, but a clombie.
Yeah, go all fucking Negan on him, goddammit.
Yeah, I mean,
you never got to watch that part of Walking Dead, you know, before that clowns and zombies actually took out the real cast of The Walking Dead, did you?
No, I stopped watching somewhere around the beginning of the second season.
Somewhere around the beginning of the second season.
Yeah.
Well, I've been an avid watcher of it the entire run, and left it a horrible cliffhanger, and now we'll never know what the fuck happened.
Nope.
No, I mean, it's funny because the season premiere was supposed to actually air tonight, but that'll never happen now.
Nope. So, we probably need to drive to Atlanta to steal the tapes.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny, though, because, actually, there's nothing funny about it. It's funny, though, the last couple of seasons, where they were filming was supposed to be, like, around Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah.
But they were still in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They never left Georgia, but they were filming all up and down, you know, still in the woods of fucking Georgia. I love that. And those poor bastards. I mean, it was kind of funny and ironic. The cast of that show was some of the first people to go when it happened because they couldn't tell the extras from the real assailants.
Right.
It's a damn shame. It's horrible when an extra in fucking zombie makeup gets bit because you just don't know. Like, wow, he's really giving it his all today. Okay, get off me, Roy. God damn it, Roy! You bit me, you son of a bitch! Okay, I think we got a problem with Roy over here.
Yeah. I wonder if this show would have worked in some clown zombies.
That's another thing. I almost forgot about that. You know how in a lot of the classic Romero movies, fireworks would distract zombies? Clombies are only distracted by calliope music.
Yeah.
They have been seen chasing fucking ice cream trucks down the street, fortunately. I mean, anything like that, especially the classic... Yeah, that will fucking distract them bigger than anything. So I would definitely keep... the problem is not a lot of people had the chance to download that onto their iPods, and now that the internet's gone...
Yeah, you just have to have a mic that sing it.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, and another good thing about something I forgot. Another great thing out in front of your property, you know, before they even get to the fence, keep a bunch of juggling pins and juggling balls and stuff like that out in front of it. It keeps them distracted.
Yeah, they can't go by it.
No, and it's easy. You get them juggling, and it's easier to pop their noses. But back to weapons.
Yeah, so any bashing weapon, any baseball bats, with or without barbed wire.
Yeah. I would not recommend throwing anything, any juggling balls or juggling pins straight up.
They'll throw them right back.
Yeah, they'll just catch them. They think it's part of the whole damn thing. Yeah. I mean, if you can keep that going for a while, that'd be fun. You still have your wake-up alarm set during all of this.
Yes.
You are a trooper.
Yes.
Fortunately, somehow, I don't know, but it's funny. Walmart's still open 24 hours a day. There's nobody at them anymore.
Clowns just walking around pushing shopping carts.
Oh, that's just fucking awesome.
I
ran into Bill Murray in one of those Walmarts the other day.
Oh, yeah. I was like, for a bashing weapon, if you just put shovels on the ground all across your property, they'll have to stop on them and bash their own nose in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing with rakes. Or not rakes, but hoes.
No, rakes are good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they can step on a rake, step on a hoe. Now, the problem with rakes, though, is a lot of times it'll just go straight through their foot. And, you know, as we all know, they have very, very big shoes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really pop up that good.
Moving
on to pew-pew weapons.
Pew-pew weapons. I mean,
of course,
these clombies do have good hearing, just like regular zombies. And if you start making a lot of noise... They will come to the party.
God damn it, everybody out there that's got a Red Ryder BB gun, now is your time to shine. Because fucking BB guns, airsoft guns, pellet guns, they don't make a lot of noise, but they will pop a clown's nose.
Yeah.
I never thought we'd say this. Put away the fucking AR-15 and pick up the Red Ryder.
Yeah, I'm still going with my .22. It's a little bit louder, but all of you should have one.
Yeah.
And it will work for a regular zombie as well.
And, I mean, try to get a suppressor or improvise one if you have to.
Right. The higher up in caliber you go, you're kind of just wasting. So it's more expensive. It's louder. There's not a big bang for your buck. Actually, there is a big bang, but it's not good for your buck.
No.
So, yeah, 22s and BB guns, high-powered air rifles, are good for this.
Absolutely. Fire and explosion ones suck.
Yeah. So, for any zombie, you don't want to... Like, I remember reading the Anarchist Cookbook back in the day, and they're like, you can make napalm, and we should probably have a disclaimer on this. We're not telling you to make napalm, blah, 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 blah.
But the information... Advice. Yeah, but the information to make it is out there.
Yeah, it's... I mean, basically, like, what the Anarchist Cookbook said was just dissolve styrofoam in gasoline, and you have a sticky, burning mess of... disgusting goo.
Yeah, it's not really equal parts gasoline and concentrated frozen orange juice like the Fight Club said.
No, yeah, it's styrofoam and gasoline, and if you get it on something, it's going to stay on there and burn. So on a human, oh god, this is a terrible thing.
on a zombie or clombie,
it's terrible for you.
Now, if you hit a regular clown with it, that might work.
Yeah, I mean, if you're hitting poor, like, Joe Schmo, the weekend warrior clown that's trying to entertain your kids with balloon animals on a weekend, you've just fucked his life up.
Oh, yeah.
But a clombie is going to, like,
and
throw flames back at you. It's going to be the worst.
Oh, God. And for the love of God, do not throw Molotov cocktails at them. They look too much like juggling pins.
Yeah, they're going to juggle them things and then throw them back at you, expecting you to catch one and juggle them back at you, you're going to be caught in flames and you're going to die.
Yeah, have you ever tried catching a goddamn Molotov cocktail when you're in a high fucking pressure situation?
Unless you're a clown. If you're a clown, turn this podcast off. We don't like your kind.
Clowns don't know how to work fucking in the internet.
Yeah. Ugh. So yeah, there are a lot of ways to improvise explosive weapons.
I can't wait for the angry email. Hey, I'm a professional clown on the weekend, and I entertain children, and I don't appreciate you saying this about all clowns.
To which I reply, may you please send me your address so I can come give you $1 million check. A.K.A. me and Mike punch you in the face as soon as you open the door, bitch.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're going to collect every email of every hater of our podcast and go punch him in the face.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, make $1 million on the podcast and spend it all punching bitches in the face.
Yeah, how many people want to kick some ass? I do.
Ah, that would be the best.
And here's the thing. I mean, other explosion, not just fire, but other explosives, like landmines. Yeah, you'll blow the legs off of something, but it's still going to keep coming at you.
Yeah. These are not good weapons. For a normal type shit to hit the fan, if you have, like, biker raiders coming and you hit them with Molotov cocktails, napalm, or any sort of improvised explosive device, boy, you're going to fuck them up.
But you know those charges that they keep outside of embassies like they used in, I think, the second Jackass movie that shoots those, like, hundreds and hundreds of, like, very hard rubber balls out? Those have actually been able to take out some clombies.
Oh, yeah. Puncture the nose.
Yep. It's weird how the rules have changed. Never thought I'd see that happen.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Oh, and there's all sorts of improvised weapons you can make, which may or may not work very well for clombies.
No. Pretty much just anything that...
Oh! I do know what that will work, though.
What's that?
Before all this happened, and YouTube was still up and working, I watched a video from... I'm talking about this kid before, Royal Nunsuch, on YouTube. He basically makes weapons.
I mean, YouTube's not working. I just uploaded a video earlier.
Too bad.
God damn it.
Yeah. So the last video I saw, he put some sort of like an air chamber in like a big Rambo knife, and because it had the hollow back on it, you know, the place you put your survival gear in.
Mm-hmm.
He mounted a .22 back there with like a zip gun attachment, so you pull a little cord and like it's gonna fire a blank .22.
Right.
But what it does is it just injects like air into its target. So he was putting the knife inside of like fruits and stuff, and then he'd pull the .22 blank thing and just explode them.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So this would take out both a clombie and a zombie. You can imagine popping them in the head and then blowing the head up. Definitely gonna win.
You know, it's funny. I used to keep all these thumbtacks on the board, just, you know, hold cards on. But like almost every one of these now has killed a clown.
Yep.
Thumbtacks. They're really cheap. Get a box of 100 of them.
Yeah. Hell, you could make an improvised thumbtack mortar.
Oh, God. Oh, it's funny. You know, they, my dad, he used to make zip guns back when he was a gang member up in Detroit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We'd shoot a .22 bullet out of a car antenna. There was more to it than that, but still.
I was like, car antennas are solid, you dumb fuck. I'm like, oh, the old ones that extended up?
Yeah, the old telescopic ones.
Yeah.
No, not the new ones. Those aren't hollow.
Dude, I had a British car, a Renault. I had a Renault. Maybe that was French, I think. But no, a Renault. And it had a manual telescoping one. You had to pull it up and down. Like, literally, it wasn't automatic. It just broke. No, literally, you manually had to pull it up and down.
You had a Renault?
Yeah.
When?
It was that ugly yellow boxy car that I had for a few months.
I don't remember that one.
It was so busted and broken, dude.
I didn't even know they sold Renaults over here.
I bought it off of a dude for like $500.
Oh, wow.
It was the car that broke so bad that, like, when I gave it to my brother and they were taking it away, the serpentine belt snapped off but stayed attached to one of the pulleys and spun around in the engine, breaking everything else in there.
Oh, my God. You did tell me the story. I never knew it was the Renault, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny as hell.
Yeah, it was super ugly. Like, an ugly old yellow boxy car.
That's just fucking hilarious. Just stayed attached and just broke everything.
Snapped the water pump, snapped like the alternator, like everything on the inside broke. Like,
it's like, fuck your motor, nigga.
Yeah. Oil flying everywhere. It was terrible. And there it sat on the side of the road until someone took it away.
Oh my God. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, I think it's time for a call from our Oklahoma correspondent.
Matt called in. Let's see what Matt has to say.
All right, Matt, are you there?
Hey, guys, it's Matt from Oklahoma. And I was wondering...
Oh, God, not another one.
A fucking clown got Matt!
Jesus fucking Christ. Did you hear that?
Dude, that was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
God damn it, he didn't take our advice.
God damn it, Matt.
Jesus Christ, he should have known not to be calling us from a phone booth.
They love phone booths.
Oh, God, my dearest regrets and sympathies go out to Angela and his kids. We're gonna miss you, buddy. But fuck you about those 100-year-old eggs.
Yeah. We love you, but fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. May you rest in peace.
Hopefully he doesn't turn into a clombie.
You know, if he ate any of those 100-year-old eggs, though, he might be safe.
Yeah, they may just spit him back out.
Nobody wants to bite into those things.
Blah.
Now, if you ever manage to... If they ever get YouTube working up again, you should go see James vomit those up.
Yeah. It was not the best.
That was awesome. And speaking of vomiting, it's time for Nutrition Punk.
Yes, there are a few tips you can do, which you probably should have implemented some of these tips and tricks beforehand, but...
What's the fucking point? I'm sorry. This is we're talking to fucking three people. If we're talking to that goddamn many, then there's just no point anymore, man. It's too late. It's too fucking late for the world to listen to any of this. God damn it, I can't take this any... Thank you, I needed that.
Yeah, you little bitch. So, in any sort of zombie apocalypse, Mike, you don't need to be the fastest runner, but I think that your 1-2 mile sprint needs to be the best.
So and you got to practice tripping people.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to be the fastest runner, but you have to be faster than your buddy. Yeah, I tend to think that if you can get a really good like walking pace and you can walk a long distance, you know, I'm talking 10 miles or so,
mm-hmm.
That's good, you know, a good 10-20 mile walk, and you need to be able to sprint, run fairly fast for a mile or two. I'm not talking like if you out there and you can run 6 miles, whatever. I think that you need to work on your 1-2 mile sprint. Are you turning?
No.
I mean, you sneeze. The nose is the first that goes.
Does my nose look red?
A little bit.
You stay the fuck away from me. You did the podcast over there.
Yeah.
I have not been bit.
You better not have.
I haven't.
Yeah, so your 1-2 mile, that needs to be your focus. After that, you want to stay off the ground. So if you can train to be able to climb, to pull yourself up, that's the best. Like, can you imagine if you're being chased by a group of clombies or zombies and you could get to freedom if you could just pull yourself over a wall and you can't?
Let's just think about that for a minute.
Yeah, maybe your adrenaline will kick in and you'll be able to, like, to magically pull yourself up and over, but probably you're dead because you didn't work on your upper body strength.
You know, that was part of the downfall of the Mimby outbreak over in France.
Was it?
Yeah, because every time they try to climb a rope or a ladder, they just stay in one place.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and normal zombies can't climb at all, so that needs to be one of those things that you train for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now...
Work on the upper body, strengthen the cardio.
Yeah, I mean, right now you could just basically do like a prison routine because you're not going outside... but you're also not going to sit on YouTube all day because there is no YouTube.
No.
So, you know.
Are you sure about that? Because I've been uploading shit every day.
Dude, it just goes into a black hole.
God damn it.
Yep. Black hole.
Been wasting my fucking time.
Black hole, son.
So much for that video. I mean, I uploaded the video of us doing the old man race.
Oh, yeah.
Which you should go check out on the Couch Potato Mike YouTube channel as soon as YouTube comes back to life.
Serenity will giggle at that.
Yes. She is safe, right?
Well, yeah. We got her already, remember? We picked her up the first of this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I completely forgot about it. Oh, I made you a gift. Here's a balloon poodle. You bastard.
I'm going to take myself. You out.
I'm fine, dude. I'm serious.
So, yeah, that's it for Nutrition Punk on what may be the last Nutrition Punk.
Oh, yeah, and as far as food listeners? goes for anything in fucking cans, stay away from pies.
Yeah, don't eat pies.
No.
Do we have a all geared up this week?
Yes, we actually do have an all geared up. Now, it is time for all geared up with Couch Potato Mike. I would be filming this, but I fucking left my iPod next door. You know, there's a lot of prejudiced people in this world out here. And goddammit, I'm sick of everybody saying that you wear too much makeup. I mean, sometimes you just need a good concealer. You know, something, a solid white, maybe some bright reds, shit like that. And there's nothing wrong with a fucking wig. I'm tired of people saying that that is not the way to fucking dress. So you can all take it and shove it straight up your ass with that. And, by the way, not enough stores sell fucking 17, size 17 fucking shoes anymore. Not in the right color. I'm just fucking sick of it. So me and my tiny little dog will not be doing business there. Thank you. I'm feeling kind of weird and feverish.
Yeah. And on that bombshell.
You look delicious.
This has been James from StrawPunk.com.
Oh, and this is Couch Potato Mike saying,
you fucking bastard, you're turning!
Brains. Brains.